Makos Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah further discusses the nature of the six Arei Miklat. Umechuvanos lahem drachim mizolazo, and there were set up and prepared direct roads leading to the Arei Miklat. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, Tachin lecha haderech v'shilashta v'gomer, that you should prepare for yourself the way v'shilashta. And you should divide into thirds. We'll see in a moment what that means. V'gomer, etc. And actually, the pasuk continues that you shilashtes gavul artzicha. You should divide up the borders of your land. Asher yachincha Hashem alokecha, that Hashem will give you as an inheritance. V'hayal lanus shema kol ratzeach, and it will be to escape anyone who commits murder. He will be able to escape to the Arei Miklat. Now, the Gemara actually brings a brisa. It says that they would have, at the various forks in the road, they would have the word Miklat spelled out and written on a sign to tell you which of the two drachim, which of the two ways at the fork you go in order to get to the Miklat. In Eretz Yisrael today, I don't know if it's just a purely practical measure or there's some allusion to this halacha that the buildings all have bomb shelters, which are referred to as a Miklat. And in the apartment buildings, you'll see signs that direct you to the Miklat. And it's reminiscent of this, certainly. Whether or not there's any intention to this halacha or not, I'm not sure. The Mishnah continues, Mosin lohen shnei tamili chachamim, and they would hand over or bring along with the Motzeach on his way to the Arei Miklat two tamili chachamim, let's say the Beis Din from the city in which he had committed the murder. They would send with him two Talmid Chachamim, Shema Yehargenu Baderech, because perhaps the Goal Hadam, the relative, will want to kill him on the way. V'yadabru Elav, and these two Talmid Chachamim will be able to reason with the relative and be able to convince him that he should not take Nekama, he should not take vengeance against this person who had murdered their relative. Rabbi Meir says, Af hu medaber al yedei atzmo, he also can and should speak on his own benefit as well. The Rotzeach can also speak. According to the Girsa we just read, Rabbi Meir is just not arguing on the Tanakhama that we give the two Talmud Chachamim. He is saying, in addition, he can also speak. However, some, instead of having the Girsa of Afhu Medaber Al Yedei Atzmo, that he speaks, they have the Girsa Hu Medaber Al Yedei Atzmo, that he should speak. That seems to understand that Rabbi Meir is arguing and saying, instead of two Talmud Chachamim, he should do the speaking. Shenemar. In any event, Rabbi Meir derives this idea from the words of the pasuk v'zed dvar ha-rotzeach. This is the statement of the rotzeach, of the murderer. Now it's interesting, the Gemara brings a brisa where the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Meir and say a very interesting concept. They say, harbe shlichus osa. There is much that agency can accomplish. And meaning to say, sometimes a person speaking on their own benefit cannot necessarily accomplish it, but somebody speaking on their behalf can accomplish more.